presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
July 28, 1104 America, New York. Democratic lawmakers want the FTC to go after gun ads. Two Democratic lawmakers are sponsoring a bill that would push the agency to scrutinize the way the gun industry markets firearms.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 28, 1051 America, New York. Volkswagen says EV shift will continue under new CEO. Europe's biggest carmaker by sales said its new chief executive would continue with an ambitious shift toward electric vehicles following the ousting of Herbert Diess.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 28, 1049 America, New York. Oil giant Shell isn't letting the cash go to its head. The European supermajor is keeping its capital discipline even in the face of record earnings and sky-high prices.
BBC News Business. July 28, 1046 America, New York. Martin Lewis says energy bills at desperate point. The personal finance expert says people will be panicking and will have to make awful choices.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 28, 1006 America, New York. PayPal should be friendly with Elliot. An activist could be just what the stock needs as PayPal sets a new course for the post-pandemic payments landscape.
Daily FX Market News.
July 28, 951 America, New York. DAX 40 loses upside momentum as the Fed rally fizzles, economic sentiment plummets. The index surrendered yesterday's gains as the Federal Reserve rally fades and Eurozone economic sentiment plummets.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 28, 946 America, New York. Business groups sue SEC over proxy advisory rules. U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Others seek to have the regulatory agency reverse course on easing restrictions on advisory firms in corporate proxy voting.
Daily FX Market News.
July 28, 944 America, New York. South African Rand price forecast. ZAR gains traction after US GDP miss. USD, ZAR extended yesterday's advances with help from both South African PPI and US GDP data prints respectively.
New York Times Business.
July 28, 933 America, New York. West Virginia punishes banks that it says don't support coal. The move is part of a growing effort by Republican state officials to punish firms that are backing away from fossil fuels. Riley Moore, the West Virginia treasurer, can bar financial institutions from state business if they are deemed to be boycotting fossil fuels.
New York Times Business.
July 28, 9:33 America, New York. Here are the highlights from today's GDP report. Inventories were a big drag on the GDP number. Construction of homes and non-residential structures declined. And federal spending fell.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 28, 9:11 America, New York. Jobless claims hold near highest level of the year. New applications for unemployment benefits, a proxy for layoffs, fell to 256,000 last week, near the highest level of the year and a sign that the tight labor market is loosening.
BBC News Business.
July 28, 904 America, New York. Felixstowe. Strike threat at UK's biggest container port. The port of Felixstowe handles almost half of the container cargo arriving in the UK.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. Indigenous peoples. Loggers win cash, and a truce, from carbon credits. Better legal protections for indigenous communities and a hot market for carbon finance are spurring lucrative deals to preserve forests.
Daily FX Market News.
July 28, 850 America, New York. U.S. gross domestic product shrinks 0.9% in second quarter as investment slumps. U.S. gross domestic product shrank 0.9% in the second quarter due to a steep drop in investment and softer consumption, posting back-to-back quarterly declines in real output.
BBC News Business.
July 28, 8:35 America, New York. U.S. economy shrinks again, ringing recession alarms. The U.S. economy contracted at an annual rate of 0.9% in the 3 months to July.
Marginal Revolution.
July 28. 725 America, New York. Economics of Ideas, Science and Innovation Online PhD Short Course.
The Institute for Progress is hosting a 6-week course on the economics of ideas, science and innovation taught at the PhD level by Pierre Azoulay, Matt Clancy, Ina Gangalai, Benjamin Jones, and Heidi Williams.
Global Economy.
July 28, 6 o'clock America, New York, Splendid Isolation? Most people prefer globalization. Once insular places like Ireland and Singapore understand the benefits of global exchange, Ukrainians yearn for it.
Global Economy.
July 28, 5:45 America, New York. The Fed's rate increases are a matter of high interest for everyone. Another wave of global rate rises beckons following the U.S. central bank's latest mega move.
Finance and Economics. July 28, 5:06 America, New York. How high property prices can damage the economy. A fresh strand of research studies the consequences, both in China and the rich world.